So you had no contact with your two brothers or sister after your mother died until you were basically 18 years old, is that right?
Yeah. My two brothers was lived with Mrs. Sachs. That was a Sachs. That's where Sachs and Pryors came from. And they lived there for, I think it was about a year, but I'm not sure.
And did you get to see them?
Yes,
a little
I used
bit?
To go up and see them.
Okay.
Not very often, but once in a while.
And then they went to the home?
Then they went to the home. And of course, it was beyond me. I didn't know anything about it.
They never told you they were going to send them to the
no.
home?
Just,
and so how did you find out?
I found out through the... I can't think of them. That home over there when I was 18.
Well, but when they were first sent to the home, did you just go over to see them one day?
And then they were gone.
And the Sachs family told you they'd taken them to the home?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel?
Well, I was hurt about it, but I couldn't do anything about it because I couldn't, you know, I was too young to take care of them myself. I had no way. I was living with Mrs. Hondek.
How old were you again when your mother died?
Well, I was 12. That was in March she died. And I went to live with Mrs. Hondek about the 20th, I guess, of March. Then I went into the church when I was in 1921.
And then that was when you found out?
Yeah. That was, no, I didn't find out about where the family was until I was about 18 or 19, something like that.
Okay, Leslie, so the way I understand it then is that you were first taken in by a family here in town for about a week, and what was their name?
Perry.
The Perry family?
Mm-hmm, Perry.
And then after that, who took you?
Mrs. Hondek took me.
Okay, and this was, the Perry family took you right after your mother had died?
Yeah.
And then, so, what happened after that, as far as joining the church, and you joined the church when?
1921. Okay. I don't know whether it was that day or not, but it was right in there.
So it was right around, maybe a week or so after your mother had died?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm not sure about it.
And we're talking about what church?
The Episcopal Church. St. Andrew's Episcopal Church.
In Livingston.
In Livingston.
Okay. So it's now 1998 and you've been in the church, the same church, all these years?
All these years. I think it's about 78 years, 70, it'll be 79 years, the 21st.
And so you had a little contact with your two brothers after your mother died, as long as the Sachs family had them?
Yes.
But then once the Sachs family gave them up for to the home, you didn't get to see them again until you were how old?
Well, I was married. I don't know how long it was. I have no idea.
So you found out about their whereabouts
yeah.
when you were about how old?
About 18, 19, something like that.
Okay.
See, it was through the church, you know, really, that I found them. Because I was a secretary treasurer of the young people meet, young people's meeting.
And you were sending?
I was sending money over there from the church.
And that was like a mission that you in
yes.
the group had?
Mm-hmm.
And then you were asking questions about your family at the same time?
At the same time, because it was through the home that I was sending the money.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions about your two brothers and your sister. Do you know much about how they felt about being adopted? Did you ever get to talk to them much about what had happened to you and the family after your mom died?
No, he was completely separated all those years until I found out where they were.
And did you get to talk about it after them?
They never would talk about it. They never wanted anything to do with the time before, you know. From the time that my mother passed away. They didn't seem, they were just in the home, and I, of course, I don't know how long they were in there. But.
So you don't really know the year that they were adopted or
no,
anything, do you?
No, it's all. It's all just between them, you know, because they. I didn't know when they were adopted or who had them until they told me about it.
And do you know anything about if they were happy with the family who adopted them?
I don't know.
So you weren't very close, even as adults, much later on in life?
Well, with Herschel I was, but that was all until my sister married, and she had a family before I ever saw her. So you can tell how long it was.
Was Herschel's life happy with this family that adopted him?
I don't know. He never talked about it.
Do you know much about any events that happened to him?
Herschel called me on the telephone and told me that his dad had, his stepfather had hung himself in the well, and they wanted me to come. So I went, my little son and I, to Circle, and I spent about 2 weeks with them. They were very nice with me.
Do you remember when that was?
Well, my little son was 9 months old, Glenn.
And when was Glenn born?
June the 14th, 1928 or 9, I'm not sure.
So this was at 1928 or 1929,
mm-hmm.
when his adopted father
hung
himself in the family well.
Mm-hmm.
Did they know why? He did that? He never left a note behind or anything?
I guess they didn't, because then nobody ever talked about it. They were very tight people. I mean, you know, they didn't talk about things. Even his wife didn't.
And so, was Herschel a teenager when this happened?
Yeah, he must have been.
Because he was younger than you.
Oh, yeah.
By a couple
about
years.
About 4 years.
Okay. So how did this affect Herschel to have another close person die?
Well, he was really, he really felt bad about it. Because I guess he really thought a lot of his stepfather. I guess they did things together.
And when I use the word adoptive father, you use the word stepfather, but it's still the same
thing.
Person. It would be, let's see, Mr. McInnes who killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to Herschel after that? Did the mother keep him?
Yes.
Even though Mr. McKinnis
had... He stayed with... I guess he stayed with him until... with her until he married. See, then I lost track of him again after I come back from Circle. And I never heard from him again until he was working for a trucking outfit and come through here, and he stopped and saw me several times. And that's the only contact I had with, really, with the kids for a long time.
When you say the kids, you mean your other...
My two brothers and my sister.
Okay, I'm just wondering, about the rest of your family. Were you ever friends with Pansy?
I was friends with her after I found her, after I was married and had a home of my own. And then she used to come up and see me, and I used to go down there.
And when you say go down there, where was she living at the time? Was she married then, too?
Yes. I can't believe it.
Okay, but she wasn't living in Livingston?
No.
Okay. And I know that alcohol was a problem in your family.
Yes. My dad, and my brothers, and my sister.
They were all alcoholics? Did you ever have a problem with it? Did you ever have a problem with alcohol?
No, I didn't have no problem with alcohol.
You told me that one time, I think, that you said your sister Pansy was kind of wild?
Yes, she was real wild.
How was she wild?
Well, she drank a lot, and she ran around a lot. Yeah, I didn't have any contact with her at the time, so I don't know.
But you became friends with her later on?
Later on, uh-huh. And she had a little girl that had hair lip, and she come up and stayed with me for a day, and the little girl was about 7 years old. So that was really the only contact I had until I went back where she lived. So I went to take care of her little girl in the hospital.
Why was she in the hospital?
She had her tonsils out.
Were they ever able to do anything to help her parents with that?
Yeah, they operated on her. And they clearly, they operated on her, but there was quite a place there in her mouth. And she always talked kind of odd. But she...
Did Pansy ever feel like that could have been the result of her drinking, do you know?
I don't know. She never talked about it.
Okay. I'd like to kind of back up a little bit and talk to you about your mother's death. How did your mother's death affect your family, other than the obvious of the family being torn apart? How did it affect you personally?
Personally, I was really broken up because I was real close with my mother, and all of a sudden she was gone. And I was switched here and there and didn't have any home really at all. I was here and there, and finally Mrs. Hornbeck adopted, or didn't adopt me, she took me in. They wanted to adopt me, but I was 13 and they took me to court, but I, being I was 13, I hadn't, I could keep my own name if I wanted, and I did.
Do you think Mrs. Hornbeck was hurt by that at all? Or do you think she understood?
I think she understood.
And what was it like for you to have, all of a sudden, have to go to her house and to realize that you were going to live there?
Well, it hurt pretty bad. And I laid up in my room a lot and cried. I remember laying up there a lot, crying, that for my mother, because I knew that I was alone in the world, and I didn't know whether I'd ever see my brothers and sisters again.
And so it was really hard for you to live in these new surroundings and to know that your mother was gone. And how did you feel about your father at the time?
I was pretty broken up about it because I was my father's pet. And they used to travel with him when he worked. And all of a sudden after this, that I just really hated him, you know, for tearing our family up, splitting us all up, and not seeing one another. And my dad was gone out of town. He was never supposed to come back here again.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. You had said that that your mother and you had to go to court, and you were expected to testify against your father, but you couldn't do it.
Well, he said he would, if I testified against him, he would kill me.
And you believed him.
And I believed him, because he was when he was drinking, he was violent, and I knew he would. So I just sat and cried all the time.
And they couldn't get a word out of you?
If they asked me something and I wanted answered, I would, and if I didn't, I'd just cry.
But your mother did testify.
Yes, she testified against him.
So,
and took the coat that he cut up and took it to court and showed the court the things that he had done.
Do you know, I may have asked you this on the other day that we talked, but do you know what the formal charge was?
Well, he was supposed to, they kicked him out of the town and sent him out on a rail, that's what they said, and that's all I know about it.
But the charge was never changed to murder, right? Is that correct?
As far as I know, it wasn't, because he was in jail for... Oh, he was in jail a long time. Must have been 5-6 months, maybe longer, I don't know.
And then that was when they told him to get out of Livingston and don't come back?
Yeah.
And they never took him to jail after your mother... they never took him back to court after your mother died?
No.
So he was never really charged with murder, did
he? No, because, see, When he left town, my mother wasn't dead.
So how long did it take your mother to die?
Well, see, she was in the hospital. She was pregnant. And they operated on her, but they didn't clean her out, that dead baby, you know.
Did the baby die right away when your father kicked her?
I don't know. See, my mother wasn't one to talk about things. She never told me anything about life. And so I don't know. All I know is just what I saw. That's all I know. She was in the hospital, and then she come home. And this lady came and took care of her till she died. She was probably a week or two, maybe, at home when she passed away.
Was she, try to remember, your father kicked her, and then was she home for a long time, ill, and then she went in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then she went in the hospital, so probably at some point the baby was dead then.
Oh, yes. Must have been, because they said that they operated on her, but they didn't clean her out.
So what is your feeling as far as what she died from?
I feel bad about it. I always have.
But I mean, what do you think killed her? Do you think...
That dead baby laying inside of her. That's why she died. Because she had blood poisoning.
Is that what they told you? She had blood poisoning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I think it was odd that they didn't clean her out. You know, scrape her out. In the mortuary, they did that.
So she, when she died, she still had that dead baby in her?
Yeah, must have had it in her. Because he said he cleaned her out. So, and it was a county, we were on the county, and you know how that is. They just do what they have to.
You were on the county. What does that mean?
I suppose they helped my mother, probably.
You mean she might have gotten some assistance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your dad worked all the time, but he drank?
He drank awful heavy and ran around.
So the money that he made didn't go towards the family then?
No, she worked. She was a janitress there in the courthouse for many years.
Do you think your family would have been able to make it okay without your mother working if your father had put the money towards the family?
He would have, yes. Because, you know, there's good money in that plastering. He always seemed like he had plenty of work.
Plastering houses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did your father ever try to contact you after your mother died?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
He called me, wrote to me many times, but I wouldn't accept his letters, and I wouldn't write to him.
And where were you? How old were you then, or where were you?
I was at Hornbeck's then.
Okay.
But I either just sent letters back or just didn't answer them. Because I felt too mean toward him. Because it was something that I couldn't get over, him breaking the family up like that.
Did you ever read them at all, or you just couldn't?
Well, sometimes I would open them and read them, and then we'd just send them right back.
You would send them back to
yes,
your father?
Send them back.
And why would you do that?
Because I didn't want anything to do with him.
And that was your way of telling him?
That was... And I was married the second time before I ever got in contact with him. It was 35 years.
Why did you get in contact with him?
He wrote to me, and I don't remember how it was written, but it was written to me through I guess, my husband. And so I thought, well, I'll just make up with him. So my husband and I went down to see him.
And he was where?
He was in California.
And what was the visit like?
Well, he got mad at me when I was down there because I had Mary's little girl, little Kathy.
Okay, and Mary is your daughter?
My daughter, yeah.
Okay.
And I had one son home, and then I had my ex-husband was there, and my husband, so I had a lot to take care of, and he wanted me to just drop them all and go down and take care of him, and I wouldn't do it, and he got mad at me for it.
What did he do, or what did he say?
Well, he said he thought I should go and stay with him, and I told him no, but I had other things to do, that I had a family to take care of, and he said, well, leave him. I wouldn't do it.
Were some of your children grown at that time?
Yes, they were all, Mary was married, Jean was married, and Glenn was married, and I had Lucille home, and no, Lucille was married too. So I just had the two boys. And the one boy was staying with my oldest daughter. And then I had my other boy, Dick, home with me.
Did your father ever apologize to you?
he came to see me once and stayed a week with us.
So did he, you shook your head, did he apologize?
No.
No, he never did.
Because when he came here, he wanted to go out and see my mother's grave. And we went out to the cemetery with a friend. And he said, "Was my mother laying there?" And I said, "Yes, and you put her there."
And he never apologized or said, "I'm sorry, I was drunk, I didn't mean it"? Or...
No, he never apologized. Just like it was all right. Can you imagine that? Of course, there's death now, like guys killing their wives and stuff. But I still can't say it. They were married quite a few years because there was 7 children.
And you say that you never noticed that he was violent towards her before that?
No,
other than cutting up her coat.
He'd take the knife and cut up her coat or something, you know. But I never noticed him ever. I never noticed him ever being violent before until that night.
And then did it seem like that incident just changed him?
Yes, it did, because the police took him away, you know, at night. I went over and got the guy next door, and he come over. And then he was going to whip him, I guess, too.
Your dad was going to whip him?
I guess so. He went after him, but he beat it from home.
So what did your kids do that night that your mother was kicked? Did you stay home with your mother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all there.
And then your mother got progressively worse.
Yeah. She, you know, she had to work, and I don't know that. I don't think she worked anymore. See, I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like far off.
Yeah. So you didn't see your father for 35 years.
Yeah.
And he asked you to leave your family and come and stay with him and take care of him?
Take care of him, yeah.
And
he thought I should leave them and take care of him. He thought he was...
Do you remember getting mad at him when he said that?
Yes, or? I did. I got real mad at him because I couldn't see leaving my family and taking care of him when he killed my mother. See, it was a violent... It stayed in my mind that way. You know, that if he would do that to her, what would he might do to me? Because he was a drunkard.
Was he still a drunkard then?
Yes. Drank heavy.
And then, was he ill at the time?
My dad? No. He just wanted me to do the work. Take care of the house, I suppose.
Do you know how he died, or what he died of, or when it was?
I know when he died, but I don't know the date. He was in the hospital, because I went to see him in the hospital, and they had him tied, you know, those strings, you know, they put in the...
Restraint?
Yeah, they tied him up. I untied him to talk to him, and then he wasn't going to let me tie him back up before I left. And that was another time I got mad at him.
Do you remember the year?
March 10th, 1955.
That was when he died. And where was he when he died?
In the hospital.
In what town?
In... what's the name of that town?
Was in California?
Mm-hmm. In San Diego.
Okay. So did you ever see members of his family again, like his brother and wife?
Yes.
Which was the aunt and uncle you stayed with in Wyoming?
Mm-hmm.
And you said they had moved to
Missoula.
And you did see them again after
yes.
your mother died?
When Alvin and I would go on trips, we'd go through Missoula and stop and see him.
And Alvin is your...
My husband.
He was your second husband, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there were no hard feelings between you and them?
No.
Did
no,
you...
they wanted to adopt me, but they couldn't find me. So I would have gone right back into the family again.
Would you have liked that?
I don't think so. The work didn't hurt me.
The work?
Hornbeck's, it didn't really hurt me that much. Only that I didn't get the schooling out more of it.
And how far did you go to school?
I graduated from the 8th grade.
And did you want to go further?
Yes, I wanted to go to high school. But she wouldn't let me go because I had to work. She said I could go half a day, and she called the principal. And he said I couldn't do that because I wouldn't have enough points. So I didn't get to go. That was it. So I had to work.
And did you have any dreams about what you might have wanted to do with your life?
Yes, I wanted to be a beautician so bad. And do people's hair. My girlfriend and I was going to go together and live together and